This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past several days, we have been considering a series of lessons entitled Some False Views of Truth. And thus far, we have considered 3 such views. One, we have noted that it is a false view of truth to hold that it can be diluted with the addition of mere human doctrine and still be acceptable to God. We have noted that it is a false view of truth to hold that men can take away from it and the result still be pleasing to God, and that it is a false view of truth to hold that men can pervert it and still be pleasing to God. Let me say just one word further about this latter point. It seems that there are many in the world today, and some of them even in the church, I'm sorry to say, who urge us to accept the view that a perverted gospel is just as powerful in the saving of the souls of men as is the true gospel of Christ. But we must not believe such a position for a moment. The Lord is not going to judge us by our interpretation of the gospel, but by the gospel itself. He isn't going to judge us by what we think the gospel is, but by the gospel. John chapter 12, verse 48. The gospel teaches just what it teaches without regard to what any of us thinks it teaches. It doesn't really matter today what I think about the gospel. What I think about it does not change it. The gospel remains just what it is without regard to any of my thoughts about it. We all will be judged by what it really does teach and not by our interpretation of it. There is a fourth false view of truth to which I wish now to call your attention. It is a false view of truth to hold that it is not the exclusive means of salvation from sin. In a positive way, the Bible makes clear that those who both believe and obey the truth will be saved. Jesus taught that a person who both hears and obeys his truth is like a wise man who builds the house of his life upon a solid foundation. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 25. According to the Apostle Peter, the souls of men are purified in their obedience to the truth. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. According to Jesus, I remind you, it is truth that makes men free. John chapter 8, verse 32. In a negative way, the Bible makes clear that those who do not believe and obey the gospel will be damned to everlasting punishment. If one does not believe the gospel, he will be damned, as the Bible makes clear in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Note, please, that it is not the failure to believe some mere human creed or tradition which leads to damnation. It is failure to believe the gospel. Also, according to Paul, those who do not obey the gospel will suffer eternal punishment. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 to 9, and in the same book, chapter 2, verses 10 to 12. Each of us has a responsibility when we hear someone else teaching or preaching what he claims to be the Word of God, to check up and see for ourselves whether such is the case. You have that responsibility, for instance, as you listen to me preach. In Acts chapter 17, verse 11, the Bible says of the people of Berea that they were more noble than they of Thessalonica, in that they searched the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Now you see, the reason why this checking up to see whether or not what a person is teaching is really the truth is so important is for the simple reason that one can be saved by the truth and only by the truth. Now this message is so plain, so simple, that none of us can have the slightest justification in not understanding the truth that is set out therein. Bear in mind, please, that Paul, in the passages from 2 Thessalonians which I indicated, does not condition eternal damnation upon failure to believe and obey some mere human creed or tradition, but upon such failure in relationship to the gospel of Christ. It is therefore with a heart of sincere love and concern for your soul, for all of you who listen, that I urge you to take your own Bible and read it for yourself and take no one's word for it, except as a part of your faith only what you yourself see the Bible teaches.